feeling of, I suppose, people aren't quite sure what to expect. You know, when you have threats of up to 200% on EU alcohol into the United States, the tariff on all alcoholic products imported from the EU. As you know, we have the Shed Distillery in Drumshambo, which is gunpowder gin. You also have the farm industry where we have AbbVie across five sites in Ireland and manufacturing facilities in Sligo. And also you have the MedTech, which we have Frydenberg and Carrick and Shannon, amongst many, many others. And indeed, Sligo, Leitrim, Donegal and the Northwest could be seriously impacted if these tariff threats go ahead. And again, I've talked with the Taoiseach, I've talked with Taoiseach and many other representatives that this is very, very worrying for these industries and for the people and employers and employees in the Northwest.
And we've no indication as to how potentially badly affected Ireland will be until we hear the full announcement from Donald Trump tomorrow. But it is thought by some, including your colleague MEP Maria Walsh, that this part of the country, the Northwest, could be hardest hit.
Absolutely. And I've called on the government through the EU to engage with the Trump administration to try to seek common ground and avoid a tariff that will only lead to economic stagnation and huge employment losses, especially in this region that can least afford to take it. But it is worrying times, and I hope that we have cool heads and after tomorrow that we will be able to work together to minimise the severe impact that this could have on Sligo, Leitrim, South Donegal, indeed the Northwest. And again, I'll be raising this in the Dáil again tomorrow morning.